there is a hidur when it comes to writing of the ketubah that there should not be any erasa, because of the fact that v'hu gam le'siman tov, and also besides that is mekalkel yofi mar'ita. There is such an element of it being beautiful, but there is no need to be able to pay, let's say, 1500, whatever it costs, to buy a fancy ketubah. Officially speaking, it's not supposed to be like a poster. It's not supposed to be framed, to be hung in the living room or dining room, whatever it is. It's supposed to be hidden away by the kala or by kala's parents because it's her rights. So lema aseh, as I mentioned, officially speaking, it is this is the best way to get a ketubah that is going to be hidden away. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, those who put it in a frame and hang it, they have what to rely on. But as I mentioned to you, it is not, supposed to be. It wasn't done this way anyway. Next is, there is two different customs when it comes to the signing of the ketubah. By Ashkenazim, they do it before in the Chatan's Tish. That's when they sign the ketubah. By Sephardim, it says, min hagenu shechotmin tachat achupa. The entire chuppah, the entire ketubah is written, and under the chuppah, the edim that have been designated after the reading of the ketubah, they come and they sign it. Being that since the marriage ceremony has not yet been done, the question is, how can you sign on something that as of now hasn't been done? So he says, this is the hafla'ah. The Sefer Hafla'ah writes, it seems like a sheker. The nusach devarim already is explained as if she was already mekudeshet, she was already sanctified. However, this process has not been done yet. So therefore, that is the basis of the minhag of the Sephardim. Officially to do it under the chuppah, but lema aseh, if it was done otherwise, it's fine anyway. Now the next nekuda is as far as when it comes to the going to the wedding hall. So basically nowadays the custom is, as we know, the chatan comes, let's say, together with his parents or kala with her parents, and he says v'omna. Even though that by Ashkenazim, they have an absolute custom based on the Dam Chimud, an idea that if you shock the lady, then automatically you cannot get married to her, because it could end up that the Gemara says that if there is going to be a shock given, it could cause that she could become not Tehora. So therefore, even if she, let's say she went to Mikveh, for whatever reason, in olden days, let's say, and they were dating each other, let's say whatever it is, and then all of a sudden he says, let us get married with each other. The first time that you could get married, it would be after 7 days, because there is a possibility, through the fact that you gave her such a shock, it could cause her to become teme'ah. Therefore, it has to be postponed. So for this sake of Dam Chimud, the Ashkenazim have a custom for the last 7 days prior to the chuppah, not to see each other. That's by Ashkenazi custom. Rais Harav Yitzchak Yosef, Omna, even though we don't have such a custom, and it's not based on this, because, it's not, it already has been proposed, the date has already been set. But I said the origins of the custom comes based on that. So by us, however, Rais Harav Yitzchak Yosef, Ra'uy Mitzad Hanhaga, a proper Hanhaga, proper behavior, Le'amet Hamin Hanganiska, that the custom of the Ashkenazim should be adopted by the Sephardim, not to come to meet each other 1 week prior to Chatuna, ki belavhachi ra'uy v'nachon lehamid kechol ha'efshar bepegishut kodem ha'chatuna. The less that they have these meetings, the more there is going to be additional sanctity added to both the Chatan and the Kala, because they are putting themselves to a tremendous amount of tests. So therefore, lema aseh, even though that we don't have the custom, it says lema aseh, it is the less that they see each other during the engagement period, You know, they should see each other in Bechavod once a week. A couple of times a week, they talk to each other. But the week prior to the wedding, he also encourages the Sephardim not to come to see each other. So it's a very interesting footnote. He talks about Hatam Lama Sheyesh Bukhim Be'et Chupatam. Even though that the time of the Chupa, Baruch Hashem, is an occasion to be celebrated, to the extent that I believe they say in the name of, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Ben Tzion Aba Shaul, that Bizman Hazeh, as we know, that the Gemara compares it to Kriyat Yamsuf, that Chatan and Kala, the fact that Baruch Hashem, a person was zochet to find his zivug, is like Kriyat Yamsuf, is like opening of the Red Sea. There are different explanations why. Bale Maaseh writes Harav Ben Tzion Aba Shaul. He says, if that's the case, the location of Kriyat Yamsuf is the location of your wedding hall. So he says, if that's the case, that Makom Nes, that's Makom Nes. So if a person sees Makom, that Nasu Lo, Nisim and Iflaot, is supposed to say a Beracha once a month. When you see your wedding hall once a month, you're supposed to say, Baruch Shastalin Astalin Nes, Makom Hazeh. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a major miracle. I was zochet to be able to find my zivug, to get married over here in this location. Well, for how many years a person was single, he didn't, a person is not supposed to forget about it. So the question is, so it's Belisham Malchut. But I say the point is as follows. Says, why do we shed tears under the chuppah? It's supposed to be a simcha. It's supposed to be an occasion of Yom Tov, a simcha. You have to be mesameh chatam mekala. But why should it be that sometimes under the chuppah, all of a sudden, they shiver and they are nervous, and then they shed tears also on top of it. He said, listen here. He brings the Kedushat Levi. Harav Levi Yitzchak Mibreditche, one of the Gedolei HaChassidut, and he writes as follows. Shachatan, or sometimes the kala, they are crying under the chuppah, because ultimately, the ultimate reason of the simcha is not because of the marriage. The marriage, even if you say, as I mentioned, is a machloket, but even if you say marriage is a mitzvah, but the marriage ultimately is supposed to end isha ila lebanim. The main purpose of marriage is to be able to be zochet to have children, to be able to bring up Jews in the ways of Torah, to transmit the Torah to the next kiyumat Torah, to transmit the Torah to the next generation. So writes Arav Kedusha Levi, Arav Levi Yitzchak Mibreditchev. He says, when two Jews get married, the neshamot already get prepared. The neshamot that are supposed to come to this world, through this chatan and kalam, get prepared to come to this world. And there is tsar la neshama. There is some kind of aggravation to the neshama that is in olam and neshamot, and is rejoicing, and is mamash very happy up above in shamayim, without any da'agot, without any worries, without nothing. So therefore, through the fact that these neshamot eventually are going to, maybe in 1 year, maybe in 2 years, some of them in 5 years, some of them in 6 years, are going to come through sheyotze mibeten imo, that eventually they're going to come into the mother's womb, and from the mother's womb they're going to come to this world, and already they are getting prepared, they are already getting to certain extent, those neshamot are going to certain amount of tsar. So this tsar causes the chatan or the kala to come to emotions also, and therefore he says machman haneshamot ha'atidin lavo mimenu hem me'orerim oto to come to cry. They cause the father or the mother, the future father or mother, meanwhile the chatan and the kala, to come to become emotional and to shed tears.